Good afternoon and welcome to today's version of the Market Close Report. The Australian share market kicked off trade today in negative territory following a rather disappointing session on Wall Street overnight. We were down by as much as 0.25% in early trade, but actually finished the session up by around 0.33%. The improvement came from an increase in the iron ore price, which helped our miners. Rio Tinto, BHP and Fortescue Metals were actually among some of the best performers today. The iron ore price actually breached the $100 mark for the first time since mid-September. Now, that improvement was reflected in the materials sector, which actually kicked off trade in negative territory, but improved significantly throughout the course of the session and finished just above 1.5% higher today. It was a similar story as well with the energy sector, which actually opened trade down by as much as 3%, but actually finished on a rather flat note. Now, resource sectors aside, another notable mover in the sector space was the telco sector, which actually edged lower today and snapped 5 straight days of gains in the process. Now, moving over to some of our bigger movers in the market today, Collins Food, the operator of KFC and Taco Bell, actually fell by 20%, lost around 1/5 of its value, had its worst day since March 2020, and was the worst performer in the ASX 200 today. Now, that all comes after it released an earnings update earlier this morning where it outlined a reduction in its underlying profits and also flagged increasing inflationary headwinds over the remainder of the financial year that it expects to also have an impact on some of its margins. Fisher & Paykel, on the other hand, was actually the best performer. It rose by around 10%, although its earnings report today did flag a 57% decline in its profits and a 23% decline as well in its operating revenues. Now, the devil's in the details here. Fisher & Paykel said that its previous results were actually elevated because of COVID-19-driven demand. And for context there, back in August, Fisher & Paykel actually mentioned that it sold 10 years worth of hardware in just around 2 years. So that gives a sense of the scope of the amount of elevated demand that Fisher & Paykel's results had a few months ago. Over the 6 months ended September, Fisher and Paykel also mentioned that they were facing issues related to worker absenteeism, as well as manufacturing inefficiencies and higher freight costs, which seemed to impact some of their operations. But that was at stark contrast with some of the commentary that management included in the report today. Some of the things that they mentioned were expectations of higher revenues in the second half of the financial year, as well as the possibility of an improving gross margin if conditions do improve. Another big mover today was Woodside Energy. Now, that finished on a rather flat note. It edged about 0.33% lower, but actually kicked off trade down by as much as 5% and actually weighed on the energy sector. Now, Woodside Energy today released a guidance report. They basically said that they now expect their oil production to improve by around 20%, but on an equal note, also expect a 50% higher capital expenditure. So that's all the money that the company uses to spend on some of its equipment as well as its assets. So that wasn't too well received by investors, especially in early trade, but still managed to finish the session just with a modest loss of 0.33%. Santos, it's another company in the energy space. It came out today, had quite a rocky trading session, but finished the trading session with a gain of around 1%. Basically announced an extension of its supply agreement with Brickworks and also announced the temporary shutdown of one of its gas stations in Western Australia. Basically noticed a small gas leak that it said it will repair within the next 4 to 6 weeks and that the gas station will be back to full capacity by that time. Now, notably, the company did mention that they don't expect that temporary shutdown to have any material impact on their top line or the bottom line. So the stock finished just around 1% higher today. Now, over to currencies, the Aussie dollar is just hovering around 67 US cents, might face some volatility tomorrow given the inflation update for Australia. Now, in terms of expectations, annual inflation is set to increase to 7.6%. So any surprises or shocks there could rattle both currency markets as well as equity markets. But on that note, have a good evening and enjoy your night.